Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of the Sacha Savos, and we're up to Mishnah Tazayin. Hu Haya Omer. Rabbi Akiva used to say, "Kol Nosun Be'iravon." Everything is given with an arev, with someone as a guarantor. If you do an aveira, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always going. It's never just going to be forgotten. It's like having a guarantor on a loan. It's going to be collected somehow, some way. It's going to be the money. Is going to be collected. Umetsuda prusa al kol ha'chayim, and the net spreads over all living things. Meaning, there's no way you can escape the net of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you did an avera, there's going to be a price to pay. Hachanas psucha ve'achen v'nimakif. The store is open, and the shopkeeper gives you items on hakafa, meaning you can buy things on credit and pay later. Va'pinkas psuach v'yad koseves. The book is open, and he's writing down everything that you owe him, and if you want to borrow, you can come borrow, but ultimately you're going to have to pay it back. But the collectors are always going around to be able to collect each and every day, and they'll collect from you whether you realize it or you don't realize it. And the collectors have what to rely on, because everything is in the ledger of the storekeeper, so he'll be able to look back and say, look, we have every right to take this. And the din is always a true judgment. And everything is prepared for the ultimate su'uda, which means olam haba. So, meaning no one's going to escape punishment. Everything is written down, and everything is going to happen as it ought to happen. And whether you realize that you owe Hashem or not, He's going to send around His shluchim to make the collections. Mishnah Yud Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Im ein Torah ein derech eretz. If there's no Torah, then there's no derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz ein Torah. But if a person doesn't experience and live al pi derech eretz, then he's not going to have Torah either. Im ein chachma in yira. If there's no chachma, then there's no real yira sechet. Im ein yira in chachma. But if there's no yira sechet, there's also no chachma. Im ein bina in das. If there's no understanding, then there's no knowledge. Im ein das in bina. If there's no knowledge, then there's no understanding. Im ein kemach in Torah. If there's no food, then there's not going to be any Torah. Im ein Torah in kemach. But if there's not going to be any Torah, there's not going to be any food either. There's also going to be poverty. We need the zechus of Torah as well. Hu haya omer. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to say, "Kol shel chachmasam rubim ma'asav." If a person has more chachma than ma'asim, l'mahu dome, you know what he's like? Li'ilan shanaf of merubin ushrasha mu'atin, like a tree that has a lot of branches but very few roots. V'aruach bav v'kartov v'fakto al panav. A slight wind comes, knocks the whole tree over and flips it over on its head, and it's no longer able to grow. Shemar v'ayikar barava v'lo yira ki yavu tov. V'shachan charerim b'midbar eretz. The tree is in the dryness of the midbar, where nothing is able to live. But if a person has more ma'isim than he has chachma, the mahudoma, you know what he's like? He's like a tree that has not so many branches and a lot of roots. All the winds in the world could come and blow on it. And it does not budge it. And it doesn't see when hot weather comes, and the leaves are always going to be fresh. And drought isn't going to affect it. It's not going to stop it from producing any payroll. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Tazayin, we said that Rabbi Kiva used to say that everything is given with a guarantor, and Hashem, no one could escape Hashem's punishment. And we continue to give a mashal about that with a storekeeper who keeps good notes, and he has gabayim going around collecting, etc. Mishnah Yud Zayin, we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that there are a few things that are mutually dependent on each other: Torah and Derech Eretz, Chachma and Yira, Bina and Das, and Kemach and Torah. And he also said that if you have more Chachma, then you do Ma'asim, so then it's like a tree that has a lot of branches, but very few roots, and it's very vulnerable to wind. But if you have more Ma'asim than you have Chachma, it's like you have a lot of roots, and not so many leaves, and it's not very vulnerable at all, even to major hurricane gusts. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches.